This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Thursday, March 13th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll get an update on the Tony Rezko fraud trial in Chicago. And we'll have an update on the AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. First, a look at today's news. Trustees at the University of Illinois would be given the power to decide where liquor sales could take place on their three campuses under a bill in Springfield. Spokesman Tom Hardy says up to now, the U of I has had to get waivers from the legislature whenever someone wanted to have alcoholic beverages at an on-campus event.
What this would do is basically start over again and say that it's in the hands of the Board of Trustees to carve out and identify areas and events where beer and wine and perhaps alcoholic beverages could be served.
Hardy says the bill would require the trustees to set a written policy and continue to forbid alcohol at student-related activities. It's currently awaiting a hearing in a Senate committee. The last time the issue came up was in 2001, when a divided state legislature allowed beer sales at Memorial Stadium during Chicago Bears games while Soldier Field was closed for remodeling. Beer and wine are also available when the Chicago Sky women's basketball team plays at the UIC Pavilion. The issue of gambling is continually tossed around as a way to bring in state revenue. And while there are no proposals on the horizon right now, that's not stopping officials from the central Illinois city of Danville. Yesterday, Danville Mayor Scott Eisenhower made sure to let lawmakers know if Illinois allows for any new riverboat casinos, he wants one to be in Danville. Eisenhower says Danville has a community in economic distress, and that's why the city should be a serious contender for a gaming license.
A gaming license provided to our community would significantly help a depressed community here in the state of Illinois. We need that $14 million in new revenue. More importantly, we desperately need the 1,700 permanent jobs that would come with it.
Eisenhower says a majority of the customers would be coming into Illinois from Indiana. He also says an East Central Illinois casino wouldn't take business away from nine casinos currently operating in the state. Danville is also trying to entice lawmakers by proposing that a portion of casino taxes could be used to fund construction projects at Illinois' community colleges. Carle Foundation Hospital says the completion of a $6 million facility next year will further its ability to treat young people dealing with hearing loss. The new building on the Urbana campus will combine the Carle Foundation's Expanding Children's Hearing Opportunities, or ECHO, program, along with the St. Joseph Institute for the Deaf at Carle. Institute Director Danielle Edmondson says the hospital's ability to provide cochlear implants and teach young children to work through their disability has come a long way since the first devices were developed in the 1980s. And she says children with normal hearing serve as a terrific model for her students.
They also provide excellent motivation, a good social play partners for our children with hearing loss as they're developing new skills. But also for our staff and parents, we're constantly looking at our goal. Our goal for these children with hearing loss is to close the gap between their ability to communicate and those that we would expect given for children with normal hearing.
The new hearing loss center will more than double the number of children that can attend Carle's Institute. The building will also provide for the startup of a teaching cooperative involving students from area universities in areas like deaf education and speech pathology. Groundbreaking on Carle's new facility is slated for July, with completion scheduled for August 2009. There was seating for more than 200 people at the Centennial High School gym last night, but only a third of the seats were filled for the community forum on Unit 4's future. Still, organizers say they were encouraged by the feedback given by those who attended. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
School board member Greg Novak says the forum is just part of an effort to improve communications between the board and Unit 4 residents. He pointed to an informal survey taken at the forum. By placing dots along a line graph, most of those attending indicated that the school district was not meeting the needs of all its students, but that it was capable of improving.
This is the disconnect we're seeing. People think we should do better, but we're not. So this is a chance to let people voice their opinions
Sharon Davis brought her four children to the forum, as well as concerns about high school students disrupting neighborhoods due to the open campus lunch hour policy. She says she's optimistic the forum could lead to real change.
We recently moved to the area, but talking to a resident who lived in the area for almost 20 years, she said that pretty much now is probably the most momentum that's actually getting going.
Input from the forum is sent to Unit 4's Vision Committee and its working groups and posted on the Vision Committee's website, greatschoolstogether.org. Four more community forums will be held in April. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
A day before the Indiana legislature is scheduled to end its session, two top lawmakers say some progress is being made toward a compromise on property tax relief. Governor Mitch Daniels has warned lawmakers that he will call them into a special session if the House and Senate don't pass a plan acceptable to him on time. Illinois' top livestock producers may soon ask, where's the beef? The Illinois Beef Expo has been in Springfield for 20 years, but it could move to Bloomington Normal if negotiations between show managers and Bloomington officials are successful. Cimarron Frost is director of industry programs for the Illinois Beef Association. Frost tells the Springfield State Journal Register the group has begun negotiating with Bloomington officials and surveying members. The expo draws more than 10,000 participants a year. About 600 members of the Beef Association and the Illinois Pork Producers Association were in Springfield Wednesday for a lobbying day at the Capitol. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Jurors at the trial of longtime political fundraiser Tony Resco are getting a firsthand look at how business sometimes gets done in Illinois. Robert Wildebor has this report.
Tom Beck had no idea the FBI was listening in when he called Stuart Levine in 2004.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Stu.
How are you?
I'm good.
At the time this call was recorded, Beck was the head of the Illinois Health Facilities Planning Board. No one can build a hospital in the state without that board's approval. Mercy Hospital had submitted an application for a new facility in Crystal Lake, about 50 miles northwest of Chicago. But Beck told Levine he had a problem. It was a really bad application.
I got the marching orders, and Mercy Hospital, our boy wants to help him.
Beck says our boy, who gave the marching orders, was Tony Resco, a top fundraiser for Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Prosecutors say Resco used the board to extort a bribe from the contractor who was going to build the new hospital for Mercy. Beck was appointed to the board by Blagojevich, but he says he owed his job to Resco. Yesterday, Beck told jurors in the Resco trial that Resco was the one who put in a good word for him with the governor after Beck wrote a $1,000 check to the Friends of Blagojevich campaign fund. So Beck wanted to keep Resco happy, which meant getting the shoddy application from Mercy approved at a Wednesday meeting in April of 2004.
Everything, if we did something Wednesday, everything that we have in front of us says it should be turned down.
Beck and Levine didn't want to raise suspicions, so they started discussing ways they could manipulate the process and the full-time staffers who worked for the board. Levine asked Beck about a top staffer, Jeffrey Mark.
Do you tell Jeff that you're going to try to help somebody?
Well, I can tell him, but when it gets to the others, they don't do it. They don't follow any rules. None of the staff report to Jeff. They all report to David Carvello, who's a pain in the butt.
So what we need to do is, I mean, the board ultimately, regardless of what the staff report says, we can vote on whatever we want, but we want some cover.
But we want to get to cover ourselves. I don't want to have you or myself or any of these others sitting out there on a limb.
By the end of the phone call, Beck and Levine agree to a plan to give Mercy some more time so they can clean up their application and it can be approved without raising eyebrows. While Resco's not in on this phone conversation, prosecutors say he was the puppet master pulling the strings. They've told jurors that there's no money trail leading directly to Resco, and of the many phone calls they've recorded, Resco really only appears in one. But prosecutors say jurors will be convinced when they listen to the many phone calls like this one, in which board members talk about doing Resco's bidding. Defense attorneys say that's all a lot of talk, and they say just because people claim to be doing stuff on behalf of Resco doesn't mean they actually are. They're asking jurors to judge Resco on what he said and what he did. I'm Robert Wildebor.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, expect partly sunny skies today with a chance of rain this afternoon. The high around 58. Showers tonight. A chance of rain after midnight. The low around 38. Partly sunny skies Friday. The high around 52. Mostly cloudy tomorrow evening. A chance of rain or snow. The low in the mid-30s. Blustery and colder Saturday. Mostly cloudy. A chance of rain or snow. The high around 42 degrees. Mostly cloudy Saturday evening. The low around 28. Partly cloudy Sunday and Sunday evening. The high around 48 degrees. The low around 32. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, March 13th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wyll.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.